The story that has really caught our attention over the last 90 minutes here this morning is currently on sportsnet.ca. Comments from Jim Benning on reports suggesting that he betrayed Trevor Linden, forcing Linden to leave his post as the president of hockey operations with the Vancouver Canucks. Ian McIntyre, who put together that article right now on sportsnet.ca, joins us this morning. Ian, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty well. I got to ask, who's the Silver Fox?
It's Mike English.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just a name that James gave him.
Well, I hear Silver Fox, and I just think Pat Quinn.
Yeah.
Because he was a Silver Fox.
That's quite a compliment to Mike.
Yeah. First time the two have ever been confused, I'm sure.
Probably. There's a first, yes. I don't think Mike's head is quite as large as the Mighty Quinn's was. Ian,
Canucks use a Pat Quinn right now, maybe.
Well, no kidding.
Oh, boy. Big time.
What a soap opera we've got here in this city, and it's a lot of people throwing this, that, and the other. What do you take away from putting together this article here? You talked to Jim Benning. What do you make of this?
Well, I just there's a real disconnect between the accusation and the accused, because it's hard to see Jim Benning as really as anything other than what we see. He's such a straightforward he is as he appears to be kind of person, and he genuinely feels badly that people think that he has something to do with it. I mean, it really bothers him, because as he said, and hopefully it was conveyed well in my story, is that, you know, he really respects Trevor. He likes Trevor. He admired Trevor, was grateful to him, knew that Trevor had always had Jim's back. So this really bothers him, the idea that Trevor now is upset, and that people think that Benning had something to do with Linden leaving the organization.
Yet, you know, as you penned, it seems like, you know, you've talked to some people who will not go on record, but that Trevor was offended, thinking Jim is the point man in this.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that Trevor is upset, and I didn't. I wish he would be the guy to talk to right now, I think.
Yeah.
But he's not doing interviews. He didn't speak with me. So we have to, you know, try to piece it together. And that, you know, this is I think one of the unfair things for Jim Benning in this situation, but it happens a lot. This, you know, everyone should have the right to face their accuser and to know exactly what the charge is or the allegation is against them. So Benning is at a loss that way. You know, clearly something had happened with, at least from Trevor's perspective. And hopefully we'll find that out. But I think we should also remember that this drama, or the soap opera, as you called it, it's the basis of this, the genesis of it, is the end of the relationship between Trevor Linden and the Aquilini family. Like, what happened between Linden and Benning, whatever the grievance is there, that's secondary to that other relationship. And had the other relationship between ownership and Linden been good, this would all be irrelevant. You know, this discussion about, you know, Benning and Linden and their relationship, and everything stems from the deterioration of Trevor Linden's relationship with the Aquilini family.
There's so many theories, Ian. But 4 years ago when Trevor took the job, I think most of us thought they bought Trevor's goodwill in this city.
Yeah.
And no one has any more than him. 4 years later, I think Trevor sees the role a little bit differently. Could it be the fact that the Aquilinis go, listen, you took us through some dark times. You hired some hockey people that we weren't sure where to go with, and Jim seems to be a good hockey guy, and we like the direction, that it may have just been You know, thanks for what you've done, Trevor. And if push comes to shove, we know you are a smart enough businessman that you can leave us. And guess what? If you do leave us, we're okay with it. And yeah. And it became a clash of egos. And Trevor just said, I don't want to deal with the stress anymore. I'm out of here. I'll get back to a life that, you know, Ian, he enjoyed 5 or 6 years ago with no concern about the Canucks organization.
Well, Perry, that was my first thought. And I know Elliot Friedman was on the station very soon after the announcement that Trevor was leaving and sort of initially voiced that supposition as well, that maybe it's just time and things had run their course. And I do believe there's a lot to that. I mean, clearly now we feel like we know there's a little more substance to it than simply, you know, lifestyle, personal choices. Looking at it pragmatically, you know, since the Aquilinis bought the Canucks, I think Dave Nonis was 4 years. One of them was a lockout, so there were 3 seasons and 4 years for Dave Nonis. There were six great years for Mike Gillis and 4 years for Trevor Linden. I think this job, and I'm not sure that it's much different than most professional sports teams, I think it just comes with a shelf life. It's obviously not an easy job. The owners, being Vancouver people, are around the team and involved with the team, and that's both a good thing and a bad thing. Remember when John McCaw was the owner in Seattle and people lamented, you know, a billionaire absentee owner. Well, why didn't he take more interest in the team? Well, you know, it's a double-edged sword to that. And we see the other side of the sword with the Aquilinis, that it's a tough job for whoever's running their hockey team. So I do think there's something to that, that there's a limit to how long anybody, whether it's Trevor Linden or anybody, is going to survive and exist in that position. But in this case, I would love to talk to Trevor about it. In this case, I suspect that as difficult as it was, the fact that the darkest days of this rebuild appear to be over, I would think he would still like to have this job. And I think he was looking forward to the better days ahead, having suffered through the dark ones.
Ian, I had a hockey guy text me last night and asking me who would want to work for Aquilini after this. And if Benning's not here long term, he's got to hire a new president, hire a new GM. He's worried that, you know, with the perception he's a meddling owner, and right now the Canucks are not looking great in the hockey world with all this stuff happening. Do you think down the road it'll be tough to attract top executives to Vancouver?
Well, it depends from which weight class you're trying to hire your executive. Would Lou Lamoriello come, or Steve Yzerman? I don't know. But I think there's probably several thousand other people who would gladly take this job because there are so few of them. I think for sure, the people who have options in where they go and for whom they work will weigh all factors. And it would be foolish to think there wouldn't be some really top hockey people who would look at what's happening in Vancouver and say, no, that's not for me. But it's also one of the world's great cities with a fervently supported team in the best hockey league in the world. So, you know, they will have no trouble when it's time to replace Jim Benning, and who knows when that will be. And hopefully it's not soon, because I think there's been enough turmoil right now. But when that time comes, they're not going to have trouble finding somebody to take the job.
Ian McIntyre with us here on the starting lineup of Sportsnet 650. You know, Ian, I totally understand why Francesco Aquilini has his detractors, right? And you look at the business community, how he, from day one when he took over the team, there were a lot of questions and there was issues. I mean, it went to court for that matter. But at the same time, and you kind of touched on this a couple of minutes ago, but for people listening to sit there and be that naive to say that as an owner of a property that's worth in the neighborhood of about $750 million, Like, you're an idiot if you think that somebody who owns something like that in terms of a business with that kind of value isn't hands-on. Like, that, like, it is not, and the idea where Macaw was probably more absentee, but the franchises weren't as valuable. Like, in the last 4 years, franchises have skyrocketed. And not just in the NHL, but in the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, all around the world. And so it's hard not to say that. How do you not allow Francesco Aquilini to have a voice? Is it too augmented for people? I think right now, while the team is struggling, it's augmented, but I'm sure it was quite loud when the team was winning. The difference being is the team was one of the best in hockey at the time. Now he's seen as a meddlesome owner, but I just wonder, in this game of politics, Francesco Aquilini is going to have a voice. And you know what? Deservedly so. The guy signs the paychecks. He pays the bills. The difference being is I just wonder at what point, and I understand Trevor's popularity here, but I just wonder, as much as people are trying to play Trevor as this victim in all this, I just wonder how much of this ultimately falls on Trevor here too. Because I don't buy into this theory. Jim Benning does not seem like the guy to be the backstabbing type, just in terms of my personal dealings with the guy over the years. And just even when you listen to all his interviews, on any different form, he comes across as pretty much what you see is what you get. He strikes me as a guy who would be a horrible liar.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible liar, but he strikes me as that kind of guy as well.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I think that it would be negligent of the owner of any billion-dollar enterprise not to take a very close interest in his business. The question, of course, is to what degree, and what are the demands, the requests, the suggestions that come from ownership, and we don't know that. We don't know that. And Jim Benning has been very adamant in the last week that nobody has said to him, no one from the Aquilinis has said to him, we need to speed this thing up. No one has said to him, we need to get in the playoffs next season or try to get in the playoffs next season. Nobody said to him, look, we want all the young guys on the team. In fact, one of the first things that happened after Trevor left was Quinn Hughes went back to college. And nobody has said, we need better players, go out and trade for some guys who can help us sooner. So Jim Benning is saying that he's still given the latitude to run the team and basically continue the same program, the same plan that he and Trevor Linden had together. And so, you know, what the level of interference is, I don't know. But Benning says he's right now got the authority to run the team. I think a lot of this, we should remember that a lot of this, and as I made note in my story today, stems from the fact that Francesco Aquilini sent out that 12-chapter explanation on Twitter the night that Trevor left, and chapter 9 was the line about a rebuild being a long, slow process, and everybody has to be on the same page and pulling together. So it was Francesco Aquilini who first suggested that there is a problem here with vision and what people were hoping to achieve and what the plan was. So, that's on him, and I think if there's real conflict, it's going to come out eventually, but that was the first sign. That was the smoking gun that everybody could see.
And Ian, we know the main characters, the lead actors, yet is it possible we think that maybe assistant GM John Westbrod has a bigger part in this and maybe was a little bit of a divider as to sides? I mean, again, speculation, but, who knows? Did he have the owner's ear?
I don't know, and actually I think it's a little unfair because I don't know John Westbrod very well.
Yeah.
And there were mixed reviews about him when he joined the organization, but again, I don't think that's when you've worked for two or three, four professional sports organizations, there's always going to be people who like you and people who don't. I don't know John well enough I don't think it's fair to speculate what he may or may not have done, because I just don't have enough information. But certainly, he answers to Jim Benning. Jim Benning is very protective of Weisbrod and feels that it's unfair that he's been, drawn into this as well. But I just don't know, and I don't think it's fair for me to speculate about Weisbrod.
Last question, yes or no. Does this hurt the team on the ice?
No. I mean, if you're going to go through this, it may as well be during a slow news cycle in the middle of the summer. I think by the time the season comes around, hopefully there's no more changes. And I think there is. All of this is not enough to diminish, to me, and I guess we'll find out, but it's not enough nearly to diminish the genuine excitement and anticipation that a lot of people are feeling now about the young players the Canucks have coming and the trajectory the team is on. I don't know that they're going to win any more games next year. In fact, there's a good chance without the Sedins, they're going to lose even more. But that hopelessness of a couple of years ago is gone. I really think Elias Pettersson is going to be in the lineup. I think Adam Gaudette has an excellent chance to make the team. And with, who knows about other guys like Thatcher Demko and Olli Juolevi and people who may be close. Jonathan Dahlin is another guy. If he has a fabulous training camp and preseason, Jonathan Dahlin could be on this hockey team. So I think there's going to be enough excitement and enough interest in the players who are coming that this isn't going to affect them on the ice. But it is an entertainment business. You are asking people to buy your product and support you. And if people are really, if your fan base becomes really upset with ownership or anything else, then it can lead to a crisis. And let's remember, Trevor Linden was hired, as you said, Perry, when alluded to a couple of minutes ago. Trevor Linden was hired largely because the Canucks had a crisis in consumer confidence. They had a serious image and optics problem at the end of Mike Gillis's time. If they have a serious problem like that again, then they're going to have to deal with it.